The Tasmanian Masters Games for 2022. Looks like they're definitely going to go ahead now in October. There's been a few developments to tell us about them. The newly elected president of the Tasmanian Masters Games Incorporated is Steve Martin, who joins me now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Martin.
Now, I mentioned there the Tasmanian Masters Games Incorporated. So you've actually formed a not-for-profit body, and this will certainly go a long way towards getting some funding, I guess, from governments and others.
Yes, the steering committee was formed just prior to Christmas, and we went through the draft business plan and the management options, and we chose to become an incorporated body, so we're independent of councils and government, and it's a not-for-profit organisation, so it gives us a little bit more freedom. We then worked on the indicative budget that was included in the draft plan, and we're sort of working through that now. And working towards creating the games in October the 20th to the 23rd this year.
Okay, now the plan was originally to have them in Devonport. Devonport City Council, for whatever reason, are not able to assist in that way. Is it still hoping to have them in Devonport area, or are you looking at a bit further afield now?
Well, it was always going to be around about the four local municipalities. Originally it was offered to Devonport Council when I was working there as Mayor. I was working on the Tasmanian Masters Games using the council facilities, so as a matter of courtesy, when I updated the business plan at that stage and the management office options with all of it in the budgets, I was just back to Devonport Council to see if they wanted to take us on whole as bowlers and own it. They decided not to, so that enabled us to look at other management options. And now we've gone back to Devonport Council, and I've requested a letter of support in principle, and they've currently referred that to a workshop. Similarly, though, we've been able to secure a letter of in principle support from the tribe. Kentish, Central Coast has confirmed they're sending one. And also TT Lion have come on board with a letter of in-principle support. So that's a big win and a good way forward, and we're hoping that Devonport will see the benefits of coming on board as well.
Yep, so at this stage it's fluid as to where events will be held. We know that when they had the Australian Masters Games here in 2017, they were based in and around Ulverston, but it was as far afield as Lake Barrington and places like that, wasn't it? So there's opportunity for all municipalities, really.
Well, there is, but of course the Tasmanian Masters Games will be smaller than the Australian, so we'd like for it to be a little bit more centralised than right along the coast. However, Burnie 10 certainly is consideration, and we're looking at confirming that. Certainly, mountain bike riding in the Wild Mersey, up at Kentish and Latrobe areas, even in Penguin, and maybe even Kelsey T here. So there's the opportunity here to use our great sporting facilities that we have on the coast, but keeping it centralised so that it allows the participants to socialise a lot more better and move around a lot more free, but be centralised to everything that's going on.
Now, you mentioned the business plan a couple of times, and obviously that'll go to state and federal governments, or probably state government, I reckon, for some funding support, but also that'll be an important document to present to potential sponsors as well.
Certainly, we're moving in that direction right now. We're looking at potential and talking with potential corporate partners. The business plan, of course, will be going to look at state, and I'm hoping federal government will come on board with the election coming on. And I mentioned that mainly because, we're going through this COVID period, and we're certainly going to learn how to live with it. But as we know, that recreational and competitive sport activity is absolutely good for the body and for mental health. So it's essential, especially for those who are talking in the Masters area, to get out on the park and to do something with their body to help with their immune system. So I think there's an opportunity for the federal government to come on and assist us with some pilot funding as well.
Yeah, and look, we know that everyone's keen to get out and do things again. The borders have opened. I know that, you know, the Devonport Triathlon's had a big response because it's the first time that a lot of those have been able to compete for a while, and I'm sure that the Masters are busting their necks to get to Tasmania because they had such a wonderful time here last time.
Oh, they did, Martin, and it was great feedback from all participants. It was very strong that they'd return if we had another Games, and that they would recommend coming to Tasmania to their friends. So the concept is basically we're going to run it over 4 days. We're hoping that they stay on longer and either come prior or stay longer after the Games and visit the great tourism attractions that we have on the northwest coast and in northern Tasmania. And it'll be a benefit to multiple communities.
As I said, they're keen to come here, and part of the reason would also be the fact that I think the plan was originally to have the Tasmanian Masters Games on alternate years to the Australian Masters Games, and there hasn't been an Australian Masters Games since our last one in 2017.
I'm not quite sure. I think the Australian Masters Games were supposed to have been last year in Perth. I know that's been delayed to April this year. I've checked with the Australian Masters Games. So they're still going to go with the odd year. So even though it's in Perth this year, it will be again played or conducted in 2023, which is scheduled for Adelaide. And we're hoping to visit Adelaide and promote Tasmania, the Tasmanian Masters Games. Come over and enjoy some fresh air, clean water, some of the great food that we have, and certainly, as we well know, Martin, the wineries, the distilleries that we have, and even the new beer company we're getting here on the coast.
Yeah, it's certainly lots of good reasons for them to come here. And just finally, Steve, I noticed too that you've also had an acceptance from Mike Gaffney as patron for the event, and he's known to a lot of people on the northwest coast, of course. Great sportsman in his own right, a Masters competitor, I think, in basketball and a few other things as well. So it's great to have him on board too.
Oh, certainly. He's certainly already added some benefit to the having some input. He's travelled the world playing Masters Games, and he's one that certainly is an advocate for well-being mentally and physically, and sees the benefits of being involved. You know, if you don't use it, you lose it. And as we know with the Masters Games, just not about the sport. It's all about the socialisation and talking with fellow competitors from around the island, from around the nation, and making those strong links. And we know from the Australian Master Games that happens, and they do the circuit. And here's the opportunity to conduct something that taps into that type of circuit and provides economic and social benefits to our community. You know, they come over and have a wonderful time and play a game of sport.
Yeah. Look forward to hearing more about it, Steve. It's very exciting. Once the program comes out, I'll decide which ones I'm going to enter. But thank you for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Cheers, Martin. I look forward to your entry.